It's always great to have these ambassadors to come to this area. And I think the comment from the Latvian ambassador yesterday that ATU Sligo has 1,200 students from their five countries. So it's really, really important. They are our European partners. Four of the countries are in the EU since 2004. And hopefully Ukraine will be joining the EU in the not too distant future. It was great to have them all here. Great for their communities in Sligo. It was great for the people of Sligo who had done work for to help Ukraine when the war broke out first. And we had a number of those in yesterday as well, who got to meet with the ambassadors. And I suppose, look, at the other four ambassadors were really there to offer their support to the Ukrainian ambassador, Her Excellency Larisa Garasco. And it was, you know, they were there showing that Eastern Europe, that the neighbours of Ukraine stand four square behind them. And it's very important. They were very thankful of the help given to the people who had fled Ukraine, and indeed those who had come here from Latvia, Lithuania and Poland over the last 20 years since 2004, and that these people have now become part of our community. They're married into Irish families. I have a godchild myself who's from a Polish family. It's these people are fully integrated into our society, and our society is richer thanks to them.
And were there any concerns or messages shared by ambassadors that stood out yesterday during their speech?
Well, they didn't really make speeches in the council. They spoke briefly to us and thanked the Irish people for their support. But in conversation with them afterwards, these walls of drones are really of concern to them all, because they have no respect for borders. Russia is the enemy of all of the people of Europe at the moment. And it's frightening what has been done and the way that it has been done. Mr. Putin seems to want war and war at all costs. And if he succeeds in Ukraine, he will move to Poland. He will move to Latvia. He will move to Lithuania. And we have to stand four square behind them. We are a militarily neutral country, but we're not politically neutral. We stand up for what's wrong, be that in Ukraine or in Gaza. We stand against anything like that that's wrong, and we need to show them that it's not just at central government, but at local government and the people on the ground that are with them.
And did the council discuss any potential partnerships or future collaborations with the visiting nations?
No, that wasn't really the occasion for it. We did discuss that we would be open to welcoming visitors from all of their countries and reciprocal visits from Ireland to each of their countries. And that would be all good. It's good to keep these things open and to put a face to the names, and that you actually get to know the people. And they were very warmly received, and they warmly received the people of Sligo who were there.